Union representing workers at a store in Towson, Maryland, say they voted late Saturday to authorize a strike. No date was set. The sharp interest rate hikes of the past 2 years will likely take longer than previously expected to bring down inflation. Several Federal Reserve officials said in recent comments that there could be few, if any, rate cuts this year as a result. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got two storm systems this week, one today and tomorrow, and another one late in the week. Showers and thunderstorms are a good bet at times today, tonight, and Tuesday. A few storms strong, possibly severe. It will become rather breezy with a high today only around 76, tonight's low 68, up to about 84 on Tuesday. Sunshine returns on Wednesday with a high around 83, but there could be more rain and thunderstorms by Thursday night into Friday, and possibly Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
The National Weather Service has now increased the total number of tornadoes to hit Alabama last week to 9. The strongest of those 9 tornadoes were 2 EF3 twisters that hit Henniger and Brigadoon with 140 mile per hour winds. An EF2 also hit Prospect, Tennessee, just north of the Alabama border and in Gurley, and the rest were either EF1s or EF0 twisters. These storms occurred last Wednesday night throughout the Tennessee Valley. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The final paperwork for the Alabama Department of Transportation to purchase the Beach Express Bridge in Baldwin County will all be signed this coming May 23rd. Starting at noon on that same day, those who travel across the Beach Express Bridge will no longer pay a toll. Just a few months ago, ALDOT revealed it had reached a deal with the Baldwin County Bridge Company to purchase the Beach Express Bridge for $60 million. This purchase comes after a very huge lawsuit occurred between ALDOT and the BCBC last year over the construction of a competing bridge across the Intercoastal Waterway. Ultimately, the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that ALDOT could continue with the construction project. And in Orange Beach, an electric golf cart just suddenly burst into flames on South Wilson Boulevard. A fire engine had to be called in to put out the blaze. This latest incident is in addition to other cases of electric golf carts and their batteries causing fires nationwide. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
I like what I like and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Hey, y'all. It's not Scott. It's Amy Beth and Allison. It's Dixie and Trixie with Mr. Jinx. And it's the second half of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. And I certainly hope you're having a glorious Monday. I mean, we've already talked about a lot of things today. And there's so much more to go because of what's going on both in our state and in New York, New Jersey. Like, stuff's happening on the East Coast right now. I'm going to save my question for when we talk to Randall. Because before we talk to Randall, we're going to talk to the professor. Because I think he's on the line.
Byron P. Democritus.
Thank you for taking my call, ladies of liberty. I'm glad you've got your big red saving us on spectrum. Now, you know, we had our Christmas speech over here at Concern University. You know, it's a big deal for us. And we've invited Jay over here. You know, you were talking about Seinfeld. We've asked him to come over so he can walk out when our commencement speech is going on, give him a little fair due there. And, you know, we've got our three Republican conservatives that we gave, let them come over here for free, you know, to have some conservatives. Our group, they said, we're having speech is so despicable to them that they are refusing to come to the ceremony. Can you believe that?
I just can't.
Well, and here we go. This year, it's not one person, but it's our most prestigious award winner. They are the award winners of our Possum Award. Pretending outrage, yet secretly supporting uncouth, malignant subversiveness. Yes, ladies, we are having the members of the Alabama legislature secretly come in the back and give our wonderful liberal... Y'all have a nice day.
I mean, just can you?
From henceforth, the Alabama legislature shall be known as the Possums. The turtles are dead. And the possums are ruling.
Okay.
That was good.
That was really good.
And I love that they have to come in the back door because they're all fakers. And you can't be seen for what you really are. Because come 2026, we're going to send out our palm cards that say, we love Jesus, but we let groomers in our schools. And we love guns, but we're going to fight to whatever, like the bump stock. I mean, it's as soon as they passed constitutional carry, they were off to like make it bad. And as soon as we pass the most pro-life bill ever, panic. We got to add the exceptions. Like, I am just so tired. again, it's what we say all the time. Like, the left drives me crazy. I have no common ground with them. Mm-mm. But at least they are who they are. Mm-hmm. And I can respect that way more than the two-faced liars
getting
that are
led around
most
by
of the Republicans.
Well, they're getting led around by their nose.
Okay. Yeah, and they're weak. And everybody that I've talked to...
Sorry.
Stuff just fell from the ceiling.
There are people upstairs. I think they're from Spectrum. And there were words. And everybody... Sorry. They found us. They triangulated.
I just saw them walk by with their little, like, one screwdriver. I'm like, what are you going to do with that? I don't think that's going to help us. That's okay.
But they're going to turn it on and turn it back, turn it off and turn it back on. Come on.
Well, I saw a backpack and a little screwdriver. Anyway, but yeah, I like the possums.
I like it too. Done. Heretofore.
I think we need like a band name. What could you do with a band name with possums? Like,
your first song could be Chunky Faker.
Faker? I like it. What do you think, Sky?
I'm going with the Rabid Possums for the band.
The Rabid Possums.
Oh, I love
possums.
It.
Wow.
That's kind of frightening. I'll have you an album together, a collection of songs.
Please work on the set list.
Yeah, we're going to need to know that.
And we're going to need who's lead singer, who plays the drums, who's on bass. So I'll send you a list of all of our state representatives and senators, and you just have at it.
And you know what? Eric the Duck can create kind of a masterpiece with everybody in the band.
He's an artist.
And then we can frame it and hang it.
It can go in our studio.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
Seriously, get to work on those songs.
Well, okay, so we do have a few other callers, Abs. I don't know what you want to do, but
Speaking of Eric the Duck.
Yes.
He's quacking right along here. Here he comes.
Okay. Let's go.
Good morning. I'm in living color. I'm on Bourbon Street.
No, you're not.
What?
I certainly am. Dexter Avenue. That's K.I. the Boulevard. The hell are you saying?
Say bourbon or bourbon?
Either one. What the hell? You asked. I'm on Bourbon Street.
Okay.
That's what you called it. But how about playing possum? Playing possum.
Pretty good.
They play possum, so there it is, play possum. I would have more than likely Allison. I think St. Clair would be, I'd have her on violin, maybe. She's a fiddle type. So we'll just go ahead and put her there. Scott, I'd put him on an organ.
An organ?
I've heard him in the past say he really wasn't into music, so we're going to put him on the most boringest instrument.
Wait. I'm sorry. I've got to interrupt here. No, we're going to put him where they put the least talented musician in every band. He's going to be the tambourine player, okay?
I was going to go with cowbell.
That's pretty good, yeah. That's more important, though.
What about one of those mouthpiece things that you dump with your finger and it plays? I can see him doing that. You know, it's like...
The juice harp, I believe Eric is referring to.
I'm going to come up with some kind of little slogan.
Play the nose ukulele.
I'm going to let you guys get at it. But I am on Bourbon Street as we speak.
Eric the Duck. Okay.
Posted of any sightings of celebrities, please.
I will get on it.
Okay.
Have a good day, Eric.
Thanks, pal. All right, so we're on the scene right there.
What is a juice harp?
You never see it. You don't know what
it is. Is that a real thing?
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
Really? You're being
serious? Yes.
Okay.
I'm totally serious.
A juice harp.
The nose ukulele was not a real thing, but the juice harp is.
Okay. What about? Okay.
Hawaiian noises. Yeah.
That's so funny. Okay.
I'll play the castanets.
What's that?
The finger symbols.
Oh. you know, those things. Keep you busy.
So when the rabbit possums get going and I'm mad at them, I'm just going to go,
clink,
to
clink, 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 clink. We're going to be the worst band. I was thinking the legislators would be in the band, but if it's us, it's just not going to go well.
We're the hecklers of the band.
Right. There you go.
Yeah. And then we could, okay, in the t-shirt, when we've got the legislators and House and Senate leadership in the band.
Right.
And then we're going to have their groupies. Their groupies are going to be painted in, and it's the BCA and Alabama Power.
Oh, nice.
Massa. And the gambling lobbyists and Massa.
Wow.
Yeah, all their little, oh, we love you. We'll give you lots of money. You do what we say. And they're like, yes, we play for you. And then,
wish y'all could have seen Allison play her imaginary banjo.
What do groupies do?
Follow them around
and
throw money at them.
Well,
and
that.
There you go. Now you go. That was profound, Allison. It's really good.
They're farm implements.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
See what you did there?
Oh, it's all coming together nicely.
Yeah, you plan the whole thing. I know.
And then, you've got the average Alabamian citizen in the nosebleed sections.
Yeah, the Rams.
Yeah, and we're just like, hey, notice us, please. And we've got posters, but nobody ever points up and is like, for the people in the back. Like, we get ignored.
It's true. That's so good.
We get nothing.
Yeah. We do still need a t-shirt that says the Rams.
Working on it. I still like your happy camper with Hillary Clinton's face.
It should happen.
When we go to re-education camp.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. Well, someday we're going to do it.
We'll have our own t-shirt shop.
You know what, Allison? I mean this in the most respectful way possible, but we need wives or assistants.
You know? I kind of understand. You know,
look, I don't mean that like funny. I'm saying I need us to do our things.
I need another one of me.
Yeah.
Would y'all like to hear, speaking of, Abs, did you see my Mother's Day post yesterday?
I did, Allison Sinclair.
Can I play it?
You can.
This goes out to all the mothers, speaking of having several of us. Here we go. To all the mothers out there.
Last but not least, I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want last but not least.
I mean, is that not how you feel as a mom?
Oh, man.
Like, I want to thank me for just doing it all and getting it all done all the time.
Oh, man.
I want to thank me.
I don't know. I would like to say that I only get kind of some stuff done. But I need that music to be in our playlist.
Snoop Dogg.
It's a good song.
It's always good.
I really like that song. I like the song they used during the NCAA tournament. There was a song I liked. It was by either Coolio or LL Cool J. I don't know. Have to bleep that out.
That's old school.
And then I got a new one for us. But I have to send them to Sky because I don't know what's going to get approved or not.
Do we have time, speaking of music, do we have time to go to Red Top, who says he's an expert on bands and music?
Oh, yes. Let's definitely.
He's an expert at everything.
He knows so much. We're lucky he called.
We are so lucky to know him.
We are.
Do y'all still have the music I gave you?
Yes.
By the way, they're going big for it in Atlanta. They didn't scare them at all.
Congratulations, so man. All right.
That is awesome.
Hot Atlanta.
And the best rock and roll club in the South is still open, the Masquerade in Atlanta. I'm looking forward to going back up there, maybe even playing again, because we played there the night the Gulf War in Iraq opened.
What was that date? Do you know that date?
No, but I remember the first song we played was named Carmageddon, which is a song about the end of the world.
That's ironic.
Perfect.
Yes, it is ironic. it starts with some war sounds and all that. We couldn't damn believe it. And then we didn't know the war was going to start. That was going to be opening song anyway. So that's how fate works out for musicians in rock and roll. I agree. Maybe the tambourine and the cowbell are the best positions for people who don't have any rhythm. Well, certainly you have to teach them some rhythm. Otherwise, you better not give them a damn drumstick.
Right. That's how I went with tambourine. Yeah.
Now, since we're talking about music and bands, let's talk about the greatest American ambassador ever. Who? You're supposed to guess.
Well, I can't because you already know the answer.
The greatest American ambassador ever, Nikki Haley?
No.
Okay, that was a joke,
Swift.
And nobody laughed.
Taylor Swift, guys.
Okay.
She has done more for American popularity than anything. But you realize 20,000 Americans have bought tickets to go see her in Paris, and 10,000 Americans have gone to see, have bought tickets and airline everything to see her in Stockholm because it's cheaper to go to Europe and see Taylor Swift in Paris than it is to see her in New York.
That's amazing.
People love her more than any American. And let me tell you what I really like her. She's the first artist.
Red Top, don't get mad at me, but we got to go to a break. You're welcome to hang on if you want to. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Looking for a delicious and creative way to cater your next party, event, or office lunch? Let Bates House of Turkey in Montgomery take the worry out of it for you. Sandwich trays, turkey casserole, hickory smoked or roasted turkey with your favorite classic sides. So many options, all homemade and delicious, just the way you expect. Visit Bates House of Turkey in Montgomery at the corner of Carter Hill and Vaughn Roads, or call 334-215-7775. Eat turkey. Feel perky.
The City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs presents the Riverbend Brewfest Friday, May 17th in downtown Montgomery, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Union Station train shed. Brewfest will feature a large selection of craft and specialty beers from local, regional, and national breweries. Free admission with tickets on site. Ticket price includes a commemorative tasting glass and will be benefiting the Riley Foundation. There'll be food vendors and a special performance by voice finalist Kirk J. For ticket information, visit mgmcityevents.com. Sponsored by Blue Water Broadcasting and the City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are speaking together Thursday night. Is it Thursday night?
It's this Thursday, honey. We got to pull it together.
Love, where are we going?
The North Jefferson County, it's a long name, North Jefferson County Republican Women Club.
And we're going to be in, it's in Gardendale?
It's in Gardendale.
Is it their Civic Center?
It's at the
place we've been a lot?
Yes, I'm going to look it up. Okay. I need to know this, but yeah, it's back in good old Scott Beeson's neighborhood.
So Scott has already spoken there before, apparently. But we are going to speak together, and we're excited. And so I just want y'all to know that in every single halftime, we are talking about our talk.
And so what did you just say
when the music came back?
And we were like really getting to a good spot where we were like, yes, this is it. This is the pinnacle of our speech. And then we heard the music come on, and I was like, gosh, this radio show is getting in the way of our plans. Sometimes we forget. But y'all, that's what women
do.
That
happens often.
But we can multitask.
Okay. We can because we're women.
We so got this.
Yeah. So we're doing our best, but I just want you to know that if you see Allison looking down or perplexed, it's because we're literally working through our talk on Thursday night, which we're very excited about.
It must be exciting because the camera, the image I have of Allison, it's constantly moving today. It's all over the place.
I've got so much to do.
Motion sickness from.
Listen, yeah. Mr. Jinx, if you could come with us, that'd be great.
Okay.
Oh my gosh,
we'd have such a good time.
We'd be so. Mr. Jinx would be back there playing the drums, like being all
girls,
ADD.
Get off the stage.
Yeah, he would.
She wants our bio.
This stinks.
No, I'm ready to go off on somebody. So is this a friendly visit or
friendly?
Save me for when you really have a hostile crowd, because I'm just looking for a burning building right now. I mean,
all right. Well, then you know what? We're with you, and we'll let you know when we have one in Montgomery. And so, just putting this out there. You can reach out to us at our 1819 News, which, by the way, I keep forgetting to say 1819 News powers us. We are powered by 1819 News. We're very grateful for that. But other speaking engagements, I'm at, I think it's amybeth.shaver at 1819news.com. I occasionally check my column emails. I'm not good at it. Allison is Allison.
Yeah, but I need to spell your name because nobody spells your name right.
My name is French. It's A-M-I-E. A-M-I-E, Beth Shaver.
I just learned that today.
You're today years old?
Yes.
Yeah, because if you send it to A-M-Y,
I'm not going to get it.
B-E-T-H dot Shaver. She will not respond.
Some corrections here.
But if you're interested, Allison and I would love. We're hitting the road. We have done speaking separately, but this is the first time we've done it together, and this is going to be a blast.
That's exciting. I have to admit that's going to be great. I can't.
Do you think so?
Oh yeah. Y'all are
great. Because it might be a disaster.
You compliment each other.
It might be like a really entertaining disaster. But either way, it'll be fun.
Okay. You know,
But I think Abs and I can pretty much, I think we got this.
Oh, for
I'm
sure.
confident.
No doubt about
It's going to be good.
No doubt.
We did do the James Lindsay event together.
We did.
That was fun.
That was so fun.
Because we both...
Are we going to open with a joke? Or what's... Do we have a plan?
Yes, there is okay. a plan. So if my past life is as a professional speaker, and I can't do a lot of things, but if you give me a microphone, my brain turns on. And so... This is my most favorite thing is radio and or getting up in front of people. And we have a plan, because if you open and close and you know how you're going to open and close, you're golden.
You got
and we
it.
Have an opening
that's
and a closing. I have the best quote.
That's public Allison. Speaking 101. Always know how you're going to open, but know where you want to land. Okay.
Land
and
the
if you
plane.
Have segments, that way if you get in trouble, just land the plane. You know where you
That's
want
right.
to go. Because often you hear people, they start talking in circles because they really don't have a plan. And they never knew where they wanted to finish.
It's very true. And, you know, it's the same thing in writing. If you know where you're going to, how you're going to open and how you're going to close, the days that I get stuck, it's because I didn't have my opening in mind when I started writing. You're exactly right. You have to know where you're going. And like I told Allison, because one of my mentors told me this when I was in college, stop talking before they stop listening.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Always leave them wanting more. That's right.
That's it.
That's the basic comedy pillar. Yeah, Martha used to always tell me, because I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and she would always tell me, put the paintbrush down. Learn to just leave well enough alone. And it's a hard lesson for some people, but
it's a good word.
What is it? Perfect is the enemy of good. A lot of times Rick has mentioned that to me, but
that is so true.
But really, sometimes it's fine to put the paintbrush down and move on to the next thing. And while you're moving on, it may come to you what you wanted for the previous. But leave well enough alone is what I'm trying to say.
I am going to be riding your coattails because they didn't teach any of this in engineering school. I could maybe rewire an electrical outlet, but you're going to have to teach me all the things. But I think it'll be good. I'm excited. And then we'll take the show on the road.
Yeah.
Seriously. It'll be fun.
Maybe my husband will finally buy us a bus.
We can ride around on the bus.
Wouldn't that be great?
You got
and then
a
you
bus
can use
driver.
It. Would
yes.
you run when you run for office?
No, are you?
No, you.
I'll drive the bus.
You.
No, you.
You.
No, it's fine. You.
Sky.
Sky's going to do it.
Do
Sky
what?
Can run for office. You are like the most popular man in Montgomery.
Man, are you kidding me?
Sky, I would lead your campaign for free.
Forget it. No, it's no way.
You're exactly what the state house needs.
I tell you, there's one position I'll run for.
What?
Benevolent dictator. Because I'm not putting up with all that mess, man. I'd never make it. I couldn't. I've listened to Beeson. I've listened to enough politics to know that I'm just not cut out for it. There's no
but
way.
But that's why they need you there,
yeah, Sky. I'm serious.
I'm not putting up with those people.
Yeah, well, because they put up with too much.
Then there's my record. You know, they'd have a field day with me. Yeah.
Well,
I admit everything.
I'm for it, Sky.
Yeah, I am too, because I was thinking through the other day, what would I say? Because we've said so much on the radio. And if they brought something up, I would just go, and?
So,
or that was just for entertainment value?
So,
yeah.
We'll make something
allegedly.
Up.
So here's what we're going to do on the other side of our break. I want to know what Randall thinks about the lights that we all saw in the sky. We are pivoting
really
to the lights, my friends. Did you see them? Was it a storm? Was it NASA? Or was it just pretty? You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be right back.
Morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely.
But what's the occasion? I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASE Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got two storm systems this week, one today and tomorrow, and another one late in the week. Showers and thunderstorms are a good bet at times. Today, tonight, and Tuesday, a few storms strong, possibly severe. It will become rather breezy with the high today only around 76, tonight's low 68, up to about 84 on Tuesday. Sunshine returns on Wednesday with a high around 83, but there could be more rain and thunderstorms by Thursday night into Friday, and possibly Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. If you just tuned in, this is Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and Mr. Jinx, Sky Mosley. And we were asking a question before the break. I've been waiting all weekend to ask this question. And I know that Randall will have an answer for that and other things. But we'd love to know what you think about this. Did you see the lights? Pictures were everywhere on the socials. We saw Starlink go by.
Oh, that's cool.
It was like, as Chris described it, a line of pearls casting through the sky, just quickly, quietly, like, holy cow, what in the world? And it was like, oh, Starlink. But did you think that it was because of the test that they said they were doing? Was it at the Arctic Circle? I have no idea. May 8th through 10th, they said they were doing a test. Or was it a rare electromagnetic storm? Or, as one of my kids says, you know, who loves to research, it was just beautiful and I enjoyed it.
Don't you wish you could still be like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Like, it was just pretty. It was pretty.
But I was like, you know what? Purple. I need to be more like that. Like, it was beautiful. But
instead, we got to go, is that their first test to try and kill us? I'm guessing that's what Randall's going to go with.
I think it is.
Could be anything. Let's find out, shall we? Hey, Randall. Good morning.
Since y'all want to go to that, I would like to cover some other stuff. But yes, we're going to get it. Man, it really a little pose. And then you're right. You got to enjoy it. But there's one thing about it. If you enjoy it, your great-grandkids ain't going to be able to. So either you're going to have to suck it up and not enjoy life right now so they can in the future, or you're going to have to just say, hey, I don't really care about, you know what I mean? I'm just going to look out for self, and I'm going to start living day for day. And I'm going to live by law, fall till I fall. You know what I mean? Like, it's your choice. And, like, you making it. Like, it's that serious. Because last night, let's laugh a little bit first. Because the Ponce thing has done been done on Blue Water already. And it's funny you y'all brought that up, because there used to be a DJ on that name, Bear, I think, where he went by, guy. And his dude's name Randy from Vida, and it was called Randy from Vida and the Possum Trot Band. And they had a song called Dead Possum in the Middle of the Road.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. How can I forget that?
There's a dead possum in the middle of the road. Can't stand itself. It's sick and so bad. Talking about your soul and everything. And,
true classic, yes.
Yes. And it was right there on that. Man, y'all got to bring back Randy from Vida. Oh, Lord, Randy from Vida. Man, that's going to be good when y'all do that. Because he's already got the song. It's ready to go. I mean, all y'all got to do is press it on wax. I mean, this is over with. And another little thing, to tell the nieces that I couldn't stay up there to let Dylan talk to y'all on the phone, but there's going to be balloons when they walk in, and if they want to pop them, there's confetti in them. And they're very sorry. Come get you fried chicken, they said. So, if you come get them today, it'd be nice, because they don't want to be responsible for what the balloons look to. So, if you get up there,
fried chicken?
Wait, Randall, who are you talking to?
Ab. The daughters went up there and got the chickens, and they brought home roosters. Remember?
Y'all don't
remember
this? Oh, I was so confused.
Yeah,
okay, gotcha.
I need to find some. Right, well, do you got any frizzled chicks for me? Anybody? Anyone? Please?
No, Trust Supply got them. There's five waiting on y'all over, I think.
You know you can order chickens in the mail.
I just learned that last night.
Definitely go up there, because you're going to want what's hooked to this balloon. I'm telling you, there's three balloons with confetti in them. Don't not go up there. I made a little trip, come here and brought my lunch and ate dinner with the man. So they're not going to get roosters this time.
Thank you, Randall.
I think last night, man. Look, there's a dude, you can look this, I don't know his name, but there's a dude I used to follow, because when he made a move, you want to know about it, and look up Sunspot Chaser. Again, he going to pop up. He got to be in his seat.
Sunspot Chaser. Okay.
Yeah. He reeled off a bunch of stuff, and it's for him to be amazed he was too amazed at what was about to go down for me to believe that this wasn't CGI, that they wasn't testing it. Hey, look, enjoy it, for real. Enjoy it, but look, we got to tell what it's for. They getting ready for this crap. That's what was happening in Miami, and that's what they done last night. And that's what a lot of them bombs were that were hitting Israel. That was the people that was CGI. Every one of them were not true missiles, I promise you. There was a mark, there were traces of other, they used other airstrikes for the back. I mean, it traced the same missile. I know missiles go, we send millions of them, so they all gonna have, you know what I mean? But they can't leave a fingerprint. And the fingerprint they leave, you can overlap the pictures of the missiles going into Israel, and some of them I'm just too convinced that it was CGI. And I'm pretty sure that Friday night, and this happened again last night, and then some fight chaser acting crazy like he was on ham radio, on the ham radio, for real.
About to go ham.
Yeah, and that's why I did want to ask you, Allison, and kind of, because we need to know about this, like, for the future. Is talk, like, if we start, if you use any slang words, is that like speaking Spanish? Like, you can't do that, right? So would that be one way they can shut us down? Like, not being able to say what you want to say, like, catch you in a vibe like that? Can they do that? Like, would that be like cussing in Spanish? I'm just asking.
No, I just said I'm going to go ham, like, eat some ham and
this ain't about what you did last week. This is about future. I'm looking toward the future, like, because they're going to look for a way to shut y'all down. Because what y'all talking about, taking this on the road? Look, I can be the bus driver, the security guard. I will do all this shit. I will do all this for the town we're going to know what we need to bring to the table. That's the most important part. You got to know where you're going and what to stir in the pot to make this thing cook the right way.
We're getting canceled no matter what. So
No, we are. See, Big Rick, we're not talking about it. He's supposed to be getting a new company van, and it's supposed to turn that van supposed to be a straight podcast. So with a 24-hour surveillance, like when we drive across the country, we're gonna be on TV. We're gonna be on a YouTube 24 hours a day. We're gonna be getting paid.
Like O.J. Simpson, they're gonna be chasing us.
No, we're gonna be broadcasting showing our van to the world. Nah, I'm just playing. It is some good thing. Y'all do take down the world. I could be the narrator behind the curtain too. I can narrate from behind the curtain. I don't want to be out there on stage, but let me narrate. I'll do all the research for you. I'll drive the bus and be security guard. It just can't go by. I don't know. We got to put up a wall or something.
Randall is Oz.
He is Oz. Oh, yeah. That's his name from now on. Oz.
I like it. He can do it all. We got to go to a break, but I need to ask you this. Are you saying that the northern lights that we saw down in Opelika, I didn't see them. Did you see them?
I didn't see anything.
I didn't see them. You're saying that's all like CGI, not real? That's all imaging? Like they're projecting it?
Not all. That's the thing. They testing us to see where we lying. They reading us right now. Social media going crazy. They seeing what this area is saying. What they got to know where they stand right now with this stuff. Like people, whatever happened in Miami, people did talk about that. So we got to know. They some of that was real and some of it was CGI. I think Friday night some of them are either. I ain't too sure. Sunspot Chaser. I gotta sit down and figure out how to
give us an update. Call back tomorrow, do some research, give us an update. We gotta go to a break. We'll be right back. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
You want, be who you want, and elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms, relax in the tranquil spa, play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thompson Tractor
is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hello, Montgomery. Mark Talley here, host of The Score on WCOV Fox 20. I'd like to invite you to join us weekday mornings at 6 on Fox 20 for the latest sports news and insight. You can also check out show clips or stream entire episodes of The Score at WCOV.com. On The Score, we bring you the best high school, college, and professional sports news for Central Alabama. Join us on The Score weekdays, 6 a.m. on WCOV Fox 20.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join us to celebrate 20 years of Biscuits with a fun summer of baseball at Riverwalk Stadium in 2024. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I mean, we just got a lot done just then.
I feel like we've gotten a lot done for a Monday morning.
I know.
And all while I'm putting my earring back in, it just, you know,
like
we can do so many things.
Celebrate with chicken or something. You were talking about my roosters.
I know where you can get some. They're a little small.
Do you think Randall really went to Tractor Supply?
When I go back, I'll find out.
And told that guy, don't give my girl any more roosters?
I think so, because if he knew, anyway, I'll find out and I'll let you know.
That's funny.
But I will tell them, because this is not the week that I necessarily until Friday will be able to get back, because it's one of those weeks that we both are having.
Yeah.
There's so much to do.
It's May.
But when I get there on Friday and say, you know, you gave me roosters last time, he'll go, oh.
And what's in the balloons? I couldn't quite get that. If you pop them, confetti comes out. Is it like a gender reveal? Like
they
give you gender reveal balloons when you get your chickens?
Perhaps.
In my head, that's what he was saying.
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, because I will go back Friday. If it hadn't been Mother's Day, we would have gone yesterday, but everybody came to the house. So I couldn't say, hey, Chris, let's get in the car and go to Tractor Supply. So I'll keep you posted. Yeah. Anywho, okay, carry on.
So we have Debbie on the line, but, Sky, I was going to not rush you off, but Sky is such a great producer. He just hung up and he's going to get his Debbie, who has a doozy of an idea for us.
Oh, my.
Hi. Well, two things before I ask you the question that I want to ask. One, the Aurora, the Northern Lights, if you want to look at it, and I did see it the other night, but it was really hard to define because it was red on black, basically. You're supposed to look through your telephone camera, and that's when you'll actually see it a lot better. So just to help out if you ever have a chance in the future. I didn't know
why
it either,
is that?
And I was wondering. It filters out a lot of the stuff that would get in the way of you seeing it, I'm assuming. I really
don't know.
Do you
have to,
know.
Like, take an actual picture or just look through? Okay.
Just look through, yeah. But I didn't know it either. I learned.
But, we're such newbies.
One of the things, I'm telling you, there's a website for farm items like the roosters or the hens. I'm sorry, you're not wanting roosters, are you? Anyway, the bristles.
Yes.
You can get on the website, and there are some local farm sites, so you might be able to look out doing that. And they kind of communicate with each other. I've got it, but I can't think of it off the hand. Question.
Thank you.
Now,
okay, yes.
To the good, do you really believe this little hoopla stuff going around about Michelle Obama running for president, possibly?
You know, I think the Democrats are so surprising in what they choose to do that there is a chance that she could.
I called it well over a year ago that, that they would bring Michelle in to run for president. It'd be a great move. It's probably their best chance to win a fair election.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
They may not need to worry about that, but...
Do you think it would actually be fair?
Well, I don't think the election's going to be fair. I don't think the last one was fair. But I'm saying
no.
I think Michelle Obama's probably their best hope to get the vote out. Biden is uninspiring. Who else? What else have you got? What else have the Democrats got? You bring Michelle Obama in, and man, all of a sudden there's some excitement in the campaign. I think it'd be a great move.
But it's all kind of... It's all just kind of showing off, you know, personality, popularity contest, that kind of thing.
What does that bother the Democrats?
I know. But what is it about her that would qualify her to be the president?
Nothing.
I know she's
absolutely
an attorney,
nothing.
But...
How is a one-term state senator from Illinois qualified to be president, you know?
I know.
You try to think logic, okay?
I know. No. You're going to have to just slap my hand next time you see me, Sky.
No,
I don't know what to do.
It's important to be rational, but when you're dealing with irrational people,